You're listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center. Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
Today on the Well One Connection, we are speaking with Sean Martin, who is the Executive Director for the HRMC Foundation, and we are talking about scholarships. And in the recent weeks, your organization has made a number of individuals very happy by awarding a lot of scholarships. So let's first start off with, tell us a little bit about the program and what you've awarded this year in general.
Well, this was a lot of fun. This was my first time going through the scholarship process, and who doesn't like to give away money? And we're getting a lot out of this too, because we are scholarshiping young people that in many cases are going to be coming back to our community, and they are going to be pursuing careers as LPNs, RNs, surgical techs, medical lab technicians, high need areas for our hospital, our local healthcare system. So it's a win-win for everybody. And this cycle, we gave away over $110,000 in scholarships.
That's impressive.
That is, and we had a lot of quality applicants, obviously. We had 25 applicants for our three levels of scholarships, and those are commitment and interest and helping hands. And I'll go into each level in a little bit of detail, and we'll start with helping hands, because I think this is a fantastic program. Basically, this is an employee-supported fund, and one of the things that this fund does is provide scholarships to either employees of HRMC or their family members. So if you work at HRMC, you decide you want to further your education, you can apply for a helping hand scholarship. If you have a son or a daughter that's going to school, they can apply. And we were able to award a total of 12 helping hand scholarships this time, and a total of $6,000 in scholarship funds. And again, those are funds that are provided by our HRMC employees who donate to that fund. And we just kicked off our 2021 campaign here recently and got a great response to that. So we're looking forward to having more funds to give away next year.
And those helping hand scholarships, those don't necessarily have to be in the healthcare field.
They do not. There are no restrictions. This year, I know, for instance, we have someone that's pursuing a graphic communications degree, electrical engineering. So no, that is not limited to a healthcare field. Although we did have a number, I would say the majority of the students that apply for the Helping Hand Scholarship are pursuing careers in healthcare.
Following in mommy and daddy's footsteps and or our own employees who are furthering their education.
Exactly. So yeah, it was very gratifying to see that number of applicants for the Helping Hand Scholarship, and you just get a good feeling when you can help young people begin taking their first steps to what will hopefully be a rewarding career. And then one of the other scholarship levels that I want to talk about is the interest level. We ask that you have an interest in a healthcare field. You're pursuing a degree in a healthcare area. It doesn't have to be a high need area, and you don't have to commit to coming back to our area to pursue a career. Obviously, we would prefer you do, but there are no restrictions as far as that goes. And so we did have a number of interest scholarships that we gave out this year. And again, just another great field of applicants. And we're looking forward to see what these young people do as they move off to college in the next chapter in their lives. And then the one we want to spend some time talking about next is the commitment scholarships. And with the commitment scholarships, a student is signing an employment agreement with HRMC that they will agree to come back and work for a number of years, depending on their program. If a position isn't available at HRMC, then we ask that they work in Beadle County for a number of years. That can be 3 years, that can be 5 years, again, depending on their program. And this year, we gave out 13 commitment scholarships to students who are entering LPN or LPN to RN programs. Surgical techs, that's a high need area for HRMC, and we were able to scholarship two surgical tech students this time that will be coming back again to Huron. Actually, not coming back to Huron, they are not from Huron originally, so we'll be bringing two young people to our community to pursue their careers. We scholarshiped a medical lab technician this time and a young lady who is pursuing her BSN. So again, just a stellar group of applicants, and we were very happy to be able to help any way we can, not only to help them pursue their education and their dreams, but also to ensure that we have those quality, well-trained healthcare professionals here in Huron. And as we've seen from what's been going on, we need those medical professionals here.
And we should maybe clarify that sometimes these scholarships, the nursing ones in particular at a tech school, that can be supported by Build Dakota and HRMC or another healthcare entity. So the student really almost goes free ride.
It is, for all intents and purposes, a full ride scholarship. And that allows us to offer more scholarships because we don't have to bear the burden of the entire scholarship. We offer half, and then Build Dakota comes up with the second half of that. So it's a great program and allows us to use our dollars much more effectively.
And basically then the person comes back and they work the number of years to basically equal what their education was.
Exactly. Yep, we usually try to go a year beyond the length of the program. And we have a pretty high retention rate for people that sign that agreement and work well beyond what they're obligated to do.
You've been Santa Claus lately, and that's a good feeling.
It is.
And the next cycle won't open for a while, but yet we do want to be in contact with these people who are interested, right? Because they have some steps that they need to take to get
exactly.
in position.
And this process was made a lot easier this time by the addition of Teresa Hotbed, who joined us in February as our healthcare workforce recruiter. And she was able not only to work with students as they went through the application process, but identify students who had applied for Build Dakota, who again would fill high need areas at our hospital and actually recruit them and say, hey, apply for a scholarship at HRMC and work for us for a few years and get your education paid for. So it was not, in many cases, it wasn't as passive a process as it's been in the past. Teresa actually went out and looked for students that fit our needs and recruited them. So it was just, I felt like a much more effective way of going about the process this time.
And you have a committee, too, that also helps us review all of these applications, right? It's not just you
No.
picking this person and that person.
Exactly. No, we are helped in that process by a committee of board members who come together and we go through the applications and pick the best candidates.
All right. So none of this would be possible without our donors. So talk a little bit about how it is that people can contribute to this sort of fund if they want, and what the reaction is when you talk to donors about supporting healthcare workers.
This is a very easy sell. Who doesn't want to be involved with scholarshipping and ensuring that we have a new generation of healthcare professionals? And we, by all means, encourage you to take part in this. This is really a community effort. And we are doing what we can to ensure the future of a healthy Huron. And one of the best ways you can help us do that work is by a donation. And that money will again be used to offer scholarships to students who apply every year for a number of programs and high need areas for the hospital. So that is a great way to get involved. And if you'd like to call and talk to me, I'd be happy to walk you through that.
So how can people reach you?
Well, they can reach me at 353-6319. And if you want more information on the scholarship program and how it's set up, or more information about donating and what your dollars can do, you can go to hrmcfoundation.org.
You've been listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. This program is for general use only and is not meant to replace the advice of your doctor or other medical professional. If you have questions, contact your healthcare provider. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality health care close to home. Online at HuronRegional.org.